Oh.
Take two, second time is a charm. Hey everybody, how are you doing on this fine Sunday evening? I am Peter Brown, and welcome to FMTV Weekly. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Specifically, how's your wallet feeling right now? How do you feel after looking at getting the quotes from Inter Miami on your season tickets? Lots to talk about there. A lot of fun to talk about. I mean, money's not fun. But losing's not fun, but we'll make it fun somehow. And Mr. Fun is here with us, Uncle Ed. Say hi, Ed.
How's it going, Peter Brown? Here I am at Football Miami TV Cafe, getting ready for a cafecito. Do you want a cafecito, by the way? I'll ask.
No, I'm good. I got myself a little beverage here. I'm good. Thank you.
Sounds good. Doña Yus Messi, un cafecito. Yus Messi, Doña Yus Messi is going to hook it up.
Last week, she was a little slow on the delivery. I mean, I don't even know if you got it by the end of the show.
There was a lot of people. You know, you could see them in the background, man. There's a guy that stands there all the time with a message.
He does not move.
I have no idea why he doesn't do anything, but fine. It's okay. You know, he must look. He's addicted to that coffee.
Yeah.
But Peter, yeah. Peter, well, U.S. Open Cup fail.
Yeah.
And then 1 point against New York City FC, which we had to win.
Yep. There's some positives, tough, I guess, in that, and we can get into some of that. We could talk some about the game, but I'll be honest, my whole thoughts so far have been around what they're charging us to renew our season tickets.
I'm gonna say it, Peter Brown. You don't want to come around to saying it, but it's basically a rape, dude. That's just
calling it price gouging. You and I both were on two different websites being interviewed. I was on World Soccer Talk getting interviewed. You know, they used my quote there, price gouging. You were with our friend Simon Evans on some European.
PA, I think, is good. Yeah.
Yeah, AFP, something for Europe. He writes for somewhere in Europe. I don't remember who he's writing for. But you were quoted in there for saying similar things, pricing out people and stuff like that. So lots to talk about there. But before we get too far into that, let's say thank you to people that give us money. That's Kane Square. That support this show.
And, so and they want their money too.
Yeah, we want to send our money right back at them and support them. They are located in Davie, Florida on University Drive, just south of 595. Easy to get to. Larger store, bigger than ever. And, bigger than ever selection as well. So, you know, and if Davie is too far for you, I get it. Canesworth.com has got you covered. All orders over $99 ship for free. And?
Peter Brown, the goat of all realtors in South Florida. She's like famous already, or she's going to be famous. And if you want to buy, sell property in South Florida, Mia Rodriguez is the one to talk to. She speaks three languages, Peter Brown, Portuguese, American, English. Well, any English, I guess, at that point.
American. And she Spanish. Speaks American.
I know she speaks American English, but you can even WhatsApp her. So go to MiaRodriguezRealtor.com and she'll hook you up.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. And as always, we do have the phone lines open. So if you guys want to give us your call, your takes on the prices, or your takes on anything, you want to talk about Messi, I have a voicemail already in queue, and it was sent to us after the U.S. Open Cup game. So it's more so about Messi. So if you want to send us voicemails about Messi, that's fine. We'll play them. We'll talk about it. Or if you
want to get messy,
if you want to vent about the ticket prices, we will more than happy to hear your thoughts and opinions. And of course, we're going to lean heavy on the chat today because I really am interested to see where you guys are at. If some of you in the chat may not be season ticket holders, and that's fine because, you know, if you think back in the old days, Ed, for the Miami Fusion, I went to every game, but for whatever reason, I never bought season tickets. I think it's because I was a 20-something years old, you know, and just putting down a large chunk of money was hard for me at that time. It was easier for me to spend 20, 30 bucks a week.
And there were always tickets, man. I mean, they never had except for the first couple games, I think that's you know, the only times they had to sell out. So,
yeah,
so it was easier to get the tickets.
Right. And so back then, I'm just commiserating with those that don't buy season tickets. I didn't need it back then. But your individual game day tickets are going to go up as well, because whatever ticket prices you saw for that season ticket, that's the better deal. Those are the cheaper prices. So those single game tickets are going to be through the off the rails, through the charts, whatever you want to call it. So it's lots to talk about there. And so anyways, 786-474-4435 to let your voices be heard. Super chats are also open if you want to, you know, guarantee that your question is answered. We'll get to as many as we can.
And guys, you know, the super chats right now, we're going to need it a lot, because with the prices going up, you know, that's how we're going to try to finance our tickets. So, you know, give us some love, guys. We want to go to the games.
Right. We, you know, when I say the super chats, you know, look, we try to answer as many of the questions as we can, but you know, when we get into a rhythm and stuff like that, we may miss things, but we won't miss a super chat. That's my whole point about it. You don't have to do it, but we won't miss that. That's because we want to give an extra shout out for those situations. So anyways, Ed, where do you want to start? Do you want to start on the game, or you want to start on my most, the thing I want to talk about the most, and that's money. But where do you want to start?
I think we should say hi to some of the cool people that are probably already on the chat right now. And you're going to have to do
a good idea. That's a good place to start,
to get
Ed.
My phone. Yeah. Let's say hi to some of these people. And by the way, Peter, a lot of people went up to me during this, you know, the halftime and during the game or before the game. And that's really cool when you guys come up and say hi to us. And, you know, we try to take pictures. There's a couple people that put pictures up on social media. I'll get back to those, and I'll put them on our site, or on our social media. So, you know, you guys see that, you know, the love comes right back to you. We love you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's see how my chat works today. You know, they visually have not been looking good, but I am fixing it tonight live on the show if they're all screwed up.
Well, this is the messiest talk on earth, I'll tell
that's
you.
That's what we call it, right? So I'll start off with the first person I see in the chat, and that is, all right, it's not as bad as it was before, but I can manage with this one.
I saw Brian King. I saw him. Talked for a bit.
And that's Brian, and yes, B King is here. Let me move that around a little bit. And yeah, great to see you in the VIP. Ed got the special treatment. Louis Rodriguez, welcome. Glad to see him. Richard Greenberg, everybody's favorite Canadian. Good thing my TFC are awful. They didn't raise ticket prices for next year. Well, you know, we had a bad year 1 year, and was it last year or the year before? I don't remember. But we had a bad year, and they still raised ticket prices. That was crazy. I think it was 2 years ago. I don't think they went up last year, but the year, I don't remember exactly. Caesar is in the house, our old buddy Caesar.
All right.
Everybody's favorite realtor is here, Mia Rodriguez. Welcome, Julio Enrique. Jose Velasquez.
Wow, we got a full house.
You know, One World, One Goals here.
Of course she is.
She's traveling, moving, all that kind of stuff.
And she never talks about Diego Serna 17 ever.
No. That's why I left it off, because, you know, it goes without saying. Nemo 90542. Mr. Fun. That was my name for you tonight. That's what I called you.
Mr. Fun.
Because, like, look, if you hang out with me and Ed, Ed's the more fun of the two of us. Let's be honest. I'll talk your ear off.
He will.
Broward here, Heron. Good evening, Peter and Uncle Ed. That's what he's saying. I hope we're doing well. And we'll get to the comments. I'll come back to some of these if I need to.
Season tickets. Oof.
They asked I'd be evicted.
Yeah.
Eric Thomas, who was in one of our Wednesday night Open Cup game day vlog. He was there with us. I think he was hanging out with Mickey this weekend.
I think so.
Yeah.
You're jealous.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs is afraid of saying Messi is injured. Yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit. We got to get into that a little bit. There's some lies being told. Kata, welcome, Kata.
Fibbing it.
Price hikes. Aaron Lee is complaining about the team performance.
That's another thing.
Aaron, if you're complaining about the team performance, were you watching earlier in the year? Because it was worse. So whatever you don't like now, it's better.
It was
worse. I mean, that may be the bigger problem. This is actually better. So it may take time to fully right the ship. You know, I was actually having that conversation at the game with my brother and my son that what are the changes that may be coming in the offseason? Because there's going to be more changes. Anyways, Mike V is here.
He wants to start
with the prices. That's where he wants to start. I think that might take the majority of the show.
I think so, too.
Baldwin is here and scrolling. Oh, Aaron Lee liked our pizza video. Go tell everybody. Spread it. You know, because at the same time, we're helping out the local restaurant as well.
Yeah. It was really good, guys. A lot of people are like, was it really good? I was like, yes, it was. It was.
They're surprised. They're surprised that it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, it's probably going to be bland. No, it was incredibly delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
For it only being tomato and olives and what else? And onions.
Yeah. Yeah, and some sauce in there as well. Well, you know what? I just said Super Chats will get noticed.
It's time for your voicemail.
Hello?
Because that means we got to get to a voicemail because...
Oh.
Because Caesar sent a super chat, $2 super chat. Thank you, Caesar. And he's basically he's paying us to start with his voicemail. So
okay.
That's where we're starting.
We're easy like that.
We will start with your voicemail since you have told us to by that. So yeah, we don't normally start with voicemails, but his voicemail specifically is about the Wednesday game. But more importantly, I've already pre-listened. So a lot of times I don't listen to them ahead of times, but this one I did pre-listen to see where it might fit. And he's gonna really, a lot of it's gonna focus on Messi's Wednesday injury. So we'll get into the Messi injury thing before we start talking cash. Thanks to the direction by Caesar. Here we go.
Hey guys, what's up? Caesar, aka Striker Fit. Just want to give you my thoughts on what happened last night. I'm so upset that they were not transparent. The seriousness of Messi's injury, because at least we would have known why it's taking so long for him to recover. I understand he's not a machine, he's human, he's getting older, but they needed him to play. The team was disorganized, they were playing like a scared team. They're kind of doing a lot of individual plays that were not sloppy passes. Cavender has some good saves in the first half, but he couldn't do anything about the first goal. And then the penalty. I'm going to be honest. I literally stopped watching the game at the 48th minute. I couldn't watch it. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care. I'm sure there were fans that probably left too.
They did.
And understandable. People were still paying money to see Messi, and they kept saying, oh, you know, we'll see how he feels, this and that. Now I saw a post from Tata saying that he's not going to play until he gets a green light from the medical team. So why not be honest about it and say, hey, he really got hurt. He needs a lot more time than we expected. We don't know how long he's going to take, but we'll give him as much time as he needs. Instead of dangling a carrot in front of our face, saying, oh, he might play. And then the very bitter end, no, he's not even going to be a sub. But what it boils down to is, as much as I'm frustrated on the team as a whole, I'm realizing more than anything is that we don't have much time left to enjoy Messi. I don't think he's going to make it to 2.5 years or however much he has left in the contract playing. If he doesn't stay fit, I'll see him playing Copa America. If this injury is that bad, have him sit out the rest of the MLS season and have him sit out the rest of the international qualifiers. sit out everything. He didn't play for Bolivia for that reason. And they were also hiding the fact how serious the injury was. They're saying he was just tired. Look at Busquets. He's played every single game. He got rested one game and he came back. I'm sure he's still feeling tired, but that's like fatigue. What's going on with Messi and possibly Alba, because Alba was not playing at all, it's more serious than they're led to believe. And that's the worst part, that they're not.
All right. So he has a part two. He got cut off and it was a little long. And, you know, keep in mind, Caesar is Argentinian. So, you know, he's taking it hard. He's taking it hard. But here we go. Part two.
Hey, this is Slacker Fred again. I don't know where it got cut off on the previous voicemail, but basically the team has not been honest about the seriousness of his injury. They were not transparent. They kept saying, oh, it's fatigue. We'll see how Messi feels. We'll take it day by day. Now Tata is saying that until he gets a medical clearance from the medical staff, he's not going to play. So it's a lot more serious. And Argentina's team also was not honest on how severe his injury was, because he didn't play for Bolivia at all. He wasn't even a substitute. So I think Messi needs to sit out the rest of the season, and he needs to sit out the rest of the international qualifiers. So he's 100%. I would have been more understanding if they were honest about what happened. If they were saying Messi is injured to the point that we don't know how long it's going to take, we need to give him time, we don't know how much, I'll be more understanding. But don't dangle the carrot saying he might play. When people are still spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go see him, it's not fair. And also, the reality sinks in. We may not have him for the full 2.5 years playing. We may have him 1 year. He's getting older. That's the harder reality to swallow, is Messi is not going to be playing with us much longer. And if he's going to get this injured due to the schedule of MLS, he might get Copa America, but I don't see him filling out the rest of his contract with MLS at this stage. All right, guys. Love the show. I'll tune in on Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Caesar. Thanks for the super chat as well. So I've been saying this for a little bit, that Tata and Inter Miami have been lying to us about how serious his injury is. Now, I know that, and some people in the chat are commenting here, Jack Cart is saying Messi has the same injury in 2019-2020. He had to sit out 1.5 months. It depends on how much time the muscle needs to heal. Somebody else had put in here, these are all rumors that were come out. No real confirmation. Mike V is saying he has a 2-inch hammy tear, 4 to 6 weeks, which is why he is doing field work now.
And Tata said that wasn't true today.
Right. And if you think about it, he has been, if it was a hamstring tear, you know, he has been training, albeit maybe sometimes by himself. He probably would not be training if it was a hamstring tear. So I don't know where to, there, as of right now, the official comment from the team is it is not the hamstring tear. But, you know, I don't feel like we can completely believe Tata, because he's been lying to us clearly for a while. So I just can't, I don't know where the truth is right now with Inter Miami regarding Messi. It's clearly, he kept saying it's fatigue. It's clearly more than fatigue. Is it a hamstring? Maybe. Is it something a little bit less than that? Maybe. But at the end of the day, they may be shutting him down for the season. And now there is some interesting conspiracy theory information that was dropped in our chat as well, and I've been reading it, where people are wondering, is MLS and Inter Miami hiding his injury specifically so that they can sell more tickets? You know, and that's an interesting take, Ed. You know, could they potentially be, you know, more Apple subscriptions, tickets in Chicago? Chicago, you know, has sold them a ton of extra tickets, and he's not playing there on Wednesday. There's no way.
Probably not. No. I don't even know if he'll make the trip, so people won't even get to see a glimpse of him. It's kind of funny because, it makes a lot of people think that they're doing this on purpose. Yeah, why haven't they said that he's injured? He's not going to be playing for the rest of the season. Obviously, I mean, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure it out. They don't want to, you know, people to stop buying tickets. The stadium's still rather full, even though yesterday I noticed that a lot of the supporters area looked a little bit empty. I don't know if you were able to check that. But yeah, not as many people as I thought showed up. It looked full, but yeah, I think I don't think we were at capacity yesterday. So yeah, it makes you think. If I was a team, you know, I probably wouldn't do that either. They want to make that money. MLS probably said, you know, they want to make that money.
Conspiracy. Yeah, there's some conversations here. I'm trying to find back. They were going kind of quick. Exactly here. Oh, yeah, Mr. Krabs. Stop beating around the bush. If Messi won't play, just say he won't play.
Yeah. I think it's you know, it's obvious.
There's also other rumors. Kata's just dropping in here, if seeing that Messi may leave to Newell's in 2025. I don't know.
I don't think so because he had death threats and stuff like that.
Here's where I think stuff like those kind of rumors come from. Is it's been leaked that Inter Miami is in talks with Newell's old boy to do a friendly with them. So you hear that there's and somehow one thing leads to another, and now people say he's leaving the club and going there. You know, at the end of the day, he's playing through 2025 for Inter Miami. If he chooses to retire and play a few games at his boyhood club, that's possible. But you know, he's here.
I just don't think so, Peter, because of, you know, there's history there. He could have gone there already. He's got all the money in the world that he needs. And I just don't think he's going to go because he had death threats and stuff like that. And they were like, you know, he'd probably be afraid the, you know, his kids could get, you know, taken, you know, and no, I don't think he's going to go.
All right. And let me wrap this up, the messy stuff here with this. Mike V says they lose money if he's hurt, and the way this is being managed from the front office, it's clear that money is king. I get it's a business, but this is the easiest way to kill a franchise and alienate us. I thought Mike's comment there kind of bridges that gap between Messi and then getting back on the topic of some money bags.
Ka-ching.
Look at all that dough that these two partners are going to be making here on us.
Coming out of those pockets, look at that. That's how much money they got right now. They're going to get more money.
They got money coming out of them, the top pockets. There's the field is covered with money, you know, on the backs of La Familia.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, I've talked to a lot of people. Everybody's like, you know, disappointed because, yeah, I mean, you'd figure at least for the people that we've been there since the beginning, and you and I and a whole bunch of others have been there before it was even, you know, before they even named the damn club. And, you know, one of the things I said to Simon Evans in his interview was like, my first thought was like, oh, my God, man, I got really pissed off. I was like, I can't believe this. There's a lot of people that just aren't going to be able to afford it. They can't take their kids. You know, if they have two kids or whatever, or one kid, you know, they got to take the wife. My wife's always telling me, you know, how come I don't take her? Because it's expensive. It's going to get more expensive. And so, you know, it feels like they're really giving it to us, you know, and a lot of people are starting to think that they're not going to re-up because it's just they can't afford it. And it's sad because, you know, these are the people that were hardcore about the team that, you know, would probably, you know, continue supporting the team. I thought about boycotting, to tell you the truth. Not like they're going to even care, dude, right now. They don't even remember that we, you know, all the stuff that we did, you know, to try to bring a soccer team to South Florida.
Yeah, they don't remember us.
They don't remember
they
us.
They don't know our names. They, you know, between the three of us, the three amigos, you know, me, you, and Julio, they know Julio, but they don't know us.
Yeah, but you and I, they'll probably say, oh, I remember that guy because I came out in a lot of pictures with Beckham.
Yeah.
But I remember that guy, man.
And there's people in the office that watch this, so we know we have people in the office that pay attention to what we do. But the upper ups, you know, Beckham and Moss, they don't know what's going on. They have no clue. But so, you know, when we look at the tickets, you know, and actually real quick, and we did get a couple voicemails. So I do want to get to voicemails again. Hopefully they're about this subject. I don't know until that happens. But Julio is saying, why don't we plan a walkout? That's really the job of the supporters club. And you know, me and Ed, while we're parts of the supporters club, we're not the leaders of it anymore. So I don't know if they will or not. I asked the same question amongst our buddies. You think, because if they were going to do it, I think last game would have been the game to do it. But when we look at, you know, the prices, I don't know if you can kind of see them there. They're a little hard to see. Maybe I can zoom in a little bit. Nah, it doesn't really cooperate when you're doing the screen share. Yeah. But this, you know, the price is like where we sit in section 115, and that is right here, and that is now what, almost $2,000 a seat.
Yeah.
So they've gone up quite a bit, and I had to read quite a bit over and over again, 'cause there is another I found another image of what the 2022 prices were, and that image is not accurate to what I paid. So I can only look at, like, when you log in, and now unless there's something that I don't know, when you log in your Member Central, if you're a season ticket holder, it'll show you your season ticket price, what you paid, and your receipt basically, and all right. I can see it from all the seasons, and in 2022 it shows that I spent. And you know, I'll be transparent with everybody. And I spent for two tickets. Now, you might say I got a really good deal and maybe I'm spoiled, but I spent $1,444 on that. Now, assume you spent the same. Well, no, you only have one ticket, Ed. Okay, assume you now. Spent half that. But right. I had to look at it several times because I'm like, it can't have gone up 171%. It just can't have gone up 171%, but it did because I had to do the math and I suck at math. So I found a website that does it. So, because it is now almost $4,000. And that is just crazy to think that the prices would go up that dramatically. But they seem to have done exactly that, you know, and people are asking, Kata's asking, Ed and Peter, will you guys renew? And that's actually one of the questions I want to ask everybody in this chat. If you're a season ticket holder, will you renew? And as upset as Ed and I can only speak for myself, but I mean, I kind of know where Ed's going. But as upset as I was about it, yeah, I'm going to renew. Like Ed said, you know, we worked so hard. You know, a lot of you may not even know all the work that Ed, myself, and Julio and a few others, because it literally was a few others. It wasn't a mountain of people in the early days working on email campaigns and really just doing whatever we could do as fans to make this team happen, contacting billionaires, and we made connections and doing whatever we could. We were passing out flyers for the Clore Barcelona merger that they were trying to do back in 2008, I think.
Yeah,
we were passing out flyers for that. So we were doing a lot of the guerrilla legwork, whatever you want to call it, guerrilla marketing. And I just can't let all that go so easily. So the way I look at it is, I think in most cases, not everything, clearly, but you can afford a lot of things in your life. You just have to prioritize them. And so something else in my life is going to have to get a lower priority. And because
Disney,
Ed, I don't know. About
well, we did invest a lot of our lives, Peter Brown.
That's what I'm saying.
Big chunk of our lives that we basically gave away for something that a lot of people thought was never going to happen. And it did happen. So now, you know, my idea was like, okay, I should boycott. But the thing is, we spent so much time, so much of our own money. So, and you know, it's just, I can't bring myself, and I love this club. This is what we wanted. So, you know, so I can't bring myself to not support them, even though I'm angry that they did this to us. But yeah, I'm just going to have to not eat for one day or something, sacrifice something to make it happen, you know?
The crazy thing is when you read that, so our tickets are more expensive than going to see a Barcelona game. Wow. I mean, and you could look. So I was interviewed for World Soccer Talk. Now, I gave them several quotes. They didn't use them all, but that's the way it works, right? One of the quotes I gave is more of a narrative, kind of like the question they asked me is, what does this say about Inter Miami? And you could read this quote as kind of like me be almost being an apologist, but I see both sides in some case. What it says about my Inter Miami is they are a business, and a business is here to make money.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And at the end of the day, that is their job, to make money, to line their pockets. That and I say line their pockets, that sounds like a negative thing, but that's business. That's what everybody that owns a business, that's what you're doing. You also, of course, want to put out a good product. You want whatever your product may be. You want to take care of your employees, all that kind of stuff. But your business is the most important thing. And you want to raise your business up. Of course, you don't want to alienate your customers, which is where the risk is. Did they go too far? And of course, we all think they did, because you're going to alienate some of your fans. You're going to push away people that just clearly cannot afford it now. If you're young and you're still in college, you're not a 50-something-year-old guy that's got a career. You're just starting off. You can't afford this.
Yeah. It's tough, Peter. And there's going to be a phone number coming down there. It's so that you guys could no, not that one. The other one, Peter, you forgot. It's for my kidney. I'm going to sell my kidney. So if you guys need a kidney, let me know. O positive right here. I will, I'm selling the kidney.
They can drop it in that phone line too. I'll get it to you.
There you go. Ed. There you go.
I'll get it to you. If they want to call this phone line and buy your kidney, we'll do some buying and selling right here.
Kidney, the kidney can go. What else do I have two of? I've got two arms. They don't do that. That
you kind of need two arms, but you only need one kidney. Arms.
Yeah,
you only need one kidney.
I'd even give a portion of my liver, because that grows back, the liver.
Well,
I mean, I need my liver. I like to have a drink or two, but it'll grow.
Yeah.
The things
so
we'll do.
Going back to some of the conversations here, yeah. Louis, I think Louis's a little surprised at my $4,000 for two tickets. Yep. Mike V's tickets, it sounds like, went up 200%.
Wow, Mike V.
Kata is saying this should be illegal. See, that's where I do differ. I'm all about capitalism. I know in today's world, that's considered like a bad word, but that is what we are as a country. We are capitalists, and I'm on board with that. I have no problem with companies making money. I look at it like the company that I work for, I want them to do well. Some people will say, oh, you're a company guy, man. Say it like it's a negative thing. And I'm like, damn right, I'm a company guy. I want my company that I work for to do well, because if they do well, I hopefully will do well as well. And so far, my company operates in that way. So you want your company to do well. So I have no problem with the company doing well and doing better and charging more. And at the end of the day, part of the quote that I gave to them is, somebody has to pay for Messi, and this is the Messi tax, like you've seen people talking about. They build new stadiums, not one, two. You build a state-of-the-art training facility, world-famous players. Who do you think's going to pay for it? It's going to be us. Now, I think it should, and I think it should have been done, I think it would have been smarter to have done it incrementally over a few years.
Right.
Instead of just bam. Because what happens, and this is what was part of your conversation in your article that you were quoted in, is what happens when Messi leaves?
Yes. What's going to happen? Because, a lot of these people, a lot of those people that right now were buying season tickets, they're not going to come back. They're going to leave because they can't afford it. And they're probably going to watch on TV, and they're going to probably keep supporting watching through TV. But will they buy another season ticket? No, because they're going to get used to watching, doing watch parties and stuff like that. It's cheaper. They'd rather, spend their money in a restaurant or wherever, and they'll get used to it and they'll forget about going to the stadium.
And that's something that what you said there, it made me, it's funny you said that because I thought about that today. So I always joke around and say, I like football and football. And I like the Miami Dolphins and I like my Inter Miami. And I didn't watch the Dolphins game today. I'll watch it later. So don't spoil it in the chat. That was good. I'll watch it later. I can watch it on replay. But that's my point, though. See what I just said? I don't go to Dolphin games because I think Dolphin games are too expensive. And I've only been to a handful of Miami Dolphin games because somebody donated a ticket to me. Somebody invited me. I didn't have to pay. And I don't, but yet I'm still a fan of Miami Dolphins. I'm a TV fan, though. I wear a t-shirt, I wear a hat, but I'm not as invested. I don't have a closet full of Miami Dolphins merchandise like I do Inter Miami.
That's basically all I have. My wife was telling me that all you have is Inter Miami stuff. Don't you have any other clothes? I'm like, nope.
Nope. But I'm not as invested in the Miami Dolphins. And if they raise the prices so much that I end up having to become a fan of Inter Miami in the same way that I'm a fan of the Dolphins, meaning I only watch it on TV, I will become less and less invested because it's just natural. You're not pulled in as much if you're just watching it on TV. And that's the risk. Some of these people that don't renew their tickets, first off, they may just turn tail and run because they're pissed off, but others may continue to watch, but they watch on TV, but they're not going to have that same vigil. And Inter Miami right now is saying, well, we got a list of people
on that list aren't going to go for it.
That list of people that signed up for season tickets, they signed up before these prices were released. Will those same people pay the prices that are now being asked? All right, let's take a break here and go back to a voicemail, and because we got two more voicemails in here, and you can leave a voicemail at 786-474-4435. You know, I said I was gonna lean heavy on the chat. I know I haven't as much because I guess I had some things to say, but we're gonna do that now, I think, unless Ed's got a lot to rant on. Here we go.
Hey guys, there. My name is Jose Camacho. I just want to share my thoughts on the season ticket price increase. I've been a season ticket holder since the beginning, day one. And you know, my section, I sit on section 114.
Close to us.
And our season tickets, I think, were 800 per seat last year, and now they're asking for 2,000. For the season. I did the math. It's about 150% increase. It's ridiculous. I think that is not fair what they're doing to the loyal fans, and especially people who are working class. Like, they're actually, you know, trying to get the real fans who've been there through the bad times, and, you know, you just want to, like, you know, get us out. I mean, we should be the ones enjoying this era after we went through all the, you know, the bad times. So, like, there's really no loyalty towards the fans. I think the club is really doing us wrong. I mean, I don't know. Nothing's going to change, but I just wanted to express that, put it out there, because, you know, it's really not fair. You know, most organizations, like, grandfather in the people who have been there from the beginning, you know, they give them, no, everything here is the same. The newbies who just came in get the same prices that, as the people who have been there from day one. Like, there is no loyalty on that club, and I'm very disappointed. And, you know, in a couple of years, they're trying to cash in on Messi now, and in a couple of years, you know, the stadium's going to be empty, and I don't know what they're going to do to once Messi leaves, because, you know, they're going to lose all these fans, and I don't want to come back after what they've done. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Happy to hear a new voicemail, a new caller. So yeah, that's great. And he sits real close to us, so I understand your frustration. Julio is kind of here. Julio Enriquez is asking, didn't original season ticket holders have a clause that we have some kind of lock-in price? No, and that's what Jose was saying. There was no loyalty to the longtime season ticket holders. Now, here's the thing, too. I think these are what we're showing are renewal prices. And this clearly says renewal prices, which means the prices for new season ticket holders will be more. So that's your loyalty. 150% for one section 114 for Jose, 171% for me and Ed, one section over. You know, that's your loyalty right there. That's what our savings are. And here's the thing too, that when I think about it, Ed, is that, you know, we quite often, until now, have put Jorge Mas on a pedestal. We're constantly praising him, thanking him for getting us to this point. Because if it was not for David Beckham and Jorge Mas, we would not be here now. The plug was about to get pulled, and Jorge Mas came in the last minute, saved the day. So we owe him, right? But we don't owe him that much. And you know, we kind of put him up on this pedestal that he's doing this for the community. La familia. He believes in the family. Baloney. He believes in the bottom dollar. He believes in making that cash. It is a business, and he wants the business to be strong. He wants someone to help him pay for that billion-dollar Miami Freedom Park, not just stadium, but the entire thing. I think it's somewhere they talked about it costing somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 billion when all said and done. He wants some help to pay for that and pay for the players. So he, you know, at this time, I think the thinking Jorge is this you know, guy we need to thank and praise. Now is time. It's, you know, it's open season to criticize Jorge for doing this. What do you think, Ed?
Yeah, I think he went a little bit overboard. I understand it's a business that he's trying to run, but you just got to think about, you know, like we mentioned earlier, they've got a waiting list, and I think they're pretty hung up on that, you know, oh, well, if these guys don't come back, well, we still got a lot of people, you know, in that list that, you know, they're going to, you know, replace those guys that are leaving us. But they didn't know the prices were going to go up that much. And, you know, $200 to give as a deposit isn't that bad. But, you know, push come to shove, they're going to be like, dude, I really can't afford it. A lot of people are going to do that because they probably thought, they talked to season ticket holders. They knew what the price was this year, you know, and then next year they're not, you know, that's out of their budget. So a lot of these people aren't going to come back. They're not going to be able to replace these season ticket holders. You know, even if they do, there's going to be people, you know, scalpers or whatever, who are going to thinking about making money while Messi is still here. But in the long run, it's going to hurt them. We talked to a guy from Houston who said that you know, that the quality of their team went down and people haven't come back for years. That stadium is still not getting packed like it used to in the beginning when they got a couple championships. That's going to happen over here too, man. People are just going to get turned off, and they're not going to come back. And they're going to have a bigger stadium that's going to be empty half the time. And, you know, fickle, you know, South Florida, you know, fans, don't go, you know, to the stadium. It's going to happen again.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a couple conversations in here that I wanted to highlight. Mike V says, this is funny. With the renewal price I got, I could go to London with my wife, stay for 2 to 3 weeks, go to 5 Premier League games and 3 QPR, my fave team, games, and have enough left to buy one Miami game when I get back. Damn. Wow. And that's what you got to balance. Do you want to go on this amazing family vacation, or do you want to enter Miami season ticket,
where I can see EPL teams, you know, a whole bunch of times, and you know, Mike, can I go with you, man?
I mean, that really opens your eyes there. What Mike said, it's like, holy cow, should I just watch it on TV? No, I already clicked the button, but should
I haven't
watch
clicked it
on-
yet, but I'm going to. And the thing is, my wife, when she heard it, she was just like, you can watch it on TV. Yeah, you know, right. It's no problem for her. You know, she's not going to fork out the money, so I'm going to have to come up with all that myself.
Oh yeah, Krabs says maybe Bex and Moss can use that money to sign some solid defenders. How about that, right?
I just wanted to remind you guys, my kidney's for sale. So, you know, that's the only way I'm probably able to afford my wife's ticket, too, because she wants me to buy her a ticket.
Guyver brings up a point, kind of going on what I was talking about. Not, Peter, not just to make money, however, but go into business to make a profit. Yeah, this is a for-profit company. What a lot of people tend to forget, and this goes to anything you love. You know, when I talk about Disney, I love Disney and all that kind of stuff. Disney ain't cheap either. It is more expensive probably than all this, right? When you focus, when you put it all in there. And people a lot of times forget that this is for profit. We're a for profit, you know, country for the most part. And this is not, you know, that's why I said we need to look at Jorge Mas and David Beckham a little bit differently. When they get up there and he starts talking about the family, yeah, it doesn't ring the same way anymore, right?
He's talking about his family, the Mas family. That's what he was talking about the whole time, Peter Brown.
La Familia really is Mas family.
Mi Familia is what he's
Mas
saying.
Familia, yeah. Mi Familia, right. It is not your family. Mm-mm. It is not my family. It is his family. And they are in it to make a profit.
Yep.
Clara in the chat says, when Messi leaves, the prices will go back to before Messi, $20, $40 per seat. In the meantime, the club will try to make as much money as they can. Come, welcome to capitalism. So, yes, capitalism. I don't know if it will go. Here's the thing. In this country, when was the last time you saw prices go down?
Yep. It keeps going up.
They don't go down much. And if they do go down, they go down a little. Your gas prices go up and down, but they've never gone down to the way they were when I was a teenager. I remember getting some gas at 50 cents a gallon. Yes, I'm that old. I remember at 50 cents a gallon. Gas prices now fluctuate, but they're never going back down to 50 cents a gallon. So,
Peter, and you remember when we had to make lines for gas? I mean, sometimes that happens with hurricanes, but
yeah,
there used to be humongous lines back.
Well, there was a gas shortage in the 70s. So yeah, I do remember that.
That was nuts.
One world, one goal, saying we are, you and me are true diehards. Yeah, and so that's where, how many of us are there that will suck this up and pay it, right? You know, so that is a big question. So Anthony Ornelas is saying in the chat, no way would I consider myself a company guy. I am. I love the quote. Football invented by the poor and stolen by the rich. Football should be accessible to all, not just rich yuppies.
It's a poor man's sport. All you need is a ball and some land. Two sticks,
and that's
a rock's for a goal.
That's the thing. I was just ranting on this is a business and they're here to get a profit. But what Anthony says is true too. There's a history with this game that means this game is accessible. And it's not anymore. And that is a shame. That is a shame. But at the end of the day, I also feel this. It shouldn't be a shock to any of us, really. Now, I mean, I am surprised that it went up this much. We all knew it was going up. But I think it's a little excessive where we ended up. But when they bring in players like Messi, you know the prices are going up. They have to go up. They're gonna charge you more money. Just didn't think it was gonna be that much.
Yeah, and there's other leagues that are gonna be paying. Look at the Saudi league; they're paying them millions, and in some cases almost $1 billion. Messi would have been the first billionaire soccer player, but it's going to be hard to compete against them pretty soon, Peter. I mean, a lot of the Premier League players are going to want to jump ship and go over there because they're going to make a lot of money. Well, you know, what's that doing to the sport? You know, it's not the poor man's game anymore.
B. King says here, I believe this is prepping for the new stadium. There will be another crazy increase for the new building. Holy cow. If it doubles again, triples again.
Around.
Oh, then you know what? If it does that again, I have to seriously look and just say, Because then if it's in Miami, I'm also having to add on a longer drive because I'm a Broward guy. I think Kata was saying something about Deerfield. I'm a lot closer to Kata than I am to Miami. So, you know, when you start adding all that in, I mean, that is a very good possibility. Prices are, you know, when somebody had mentioned prices going down, they're not going down anytime soon. It's going to have to hit rock bottom first. And the team has set themselves a very high bar. Yeah, there's conversations in the chat that say, when Messi goes, so do the people. Well, it's now on Inter Miami. In order to keep the prices where they are or raise them, and to keep the people, you need the next Messi and the next one after that. And I get it. There is no equivalent to Messi, but you get my point. The next biggest star. You need to be able to go after and get and deliver. You can't bring me Higuain and Pizarro like you did in the beginning and expect me to pay these kind of prices. I want to see Mbappe, right?
They basically spilt themselves a whole can of whoop ass, Peter Brown, because now they need to maintain the level that, you know,
exactly
up to that, you know, or at least close enough. No more of these, people are not going to accept journeymen from MLS anymore, you know, unless they're there to fill up a space in the roster, you know, that needs to be filled out. Now they're going to expect quality players.
All right, we've got a couple more voicemails we need to get to, so let's get to that. And here's the first one.
Good evening, everybody. How the hell are you doing today? America's favorite uncle, Uncle Ned. And you know what Uncle Ned says, boys and girls? Fam, fam, fam. Damn. Damn, damn. And that's a perfect way to start off this tonight's show, man. Damn, damn, damn. Opportunity lost last night, fellas. Had we won that game, we literally would have been in 10th place. If not 10th, then definitely 11th. We would have jumped over a team or two last night. New York lost. Forgot the team that was above us. That means that would have meant that NYCFC would have lost as well. We can't be squandering, man. Last night, we didn't even have the lead. Our offense is sputtering. And we got to find a way to get the ball to Capana, and that goes without saying. Our midfield work has been kind of trash. I'm not gonna go on a rant because I know these guys are probably tired, and I think we just have to all face the reality that this team right now is they're worn out, man. They're just worn out. It's a lot of games, and it's caught up to everybody. And it's resulting in injuries. I wish speedy recovery to Messi, and I wish a speedy recovery to Jordi Alba. That hit me out of the blue with the hamstring. I also blame Inter Miami, just like the previous caller had said, because they're not forthright. And they've always been not forthright with their fans. And, you know, we're getting kind of tired of this stuff. MLS does need to have a rule where teams, just like the NFL, have to disclose injuries by Thursday night or by Friday, you know, that way, not just for betting, but that way, you know, us fans know prior to buying tickets at the last minute, who's playing and who's not playing. I guess that's part of the reason why they want to be so hush-hush about it. Speaking of that, buying, I don't know what the ownership over at Inter Miami is smoking, but this stuff is going to come back to bite them in the behind. The way that you guys are raising prices up to upwards of about 170% ticket rise on prices for tickets, they're out of their mind. Like, who are you placating to? Because obviously you're not trying to have the typical fan come in. So I don't care if they have to get another sponsor. I don't care if they have to rob liquor stores on the weekends, but they got to.
He got cut off there.
That never happens.
It happens. It happens when you go long. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's talk. He was talking somewhat about the game and all that kind of stuff. I just, to be honest, It wasn't that much to talk about, in my opinion. This was a more juicy topic, but there's actually a chat in here that I thought was funny. Let me see if I can find it again. I was clicking here and adding some stars next to.
I can't tell you about the a little bit about the games, man. I at least last night's game, they kept passing back. I mean, they didn't cross when Campana was there. They didn't cross the ball enough. And they should have taken advantage. Look, we scored off of a corner kick. That means, you know, that's a cross, basically. You know, they didn't do that. They didn't give him the opportunities and you know, to score. And I think that's our main problem. We keep backtracking. They go all the way up, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody makes a run. They don't pass to the guy that's running up. They decide to go back, and they go all the way back, Peter Brown. And, you know, so many times on my video, on the vlog, you could hear me say it, and I think I cut out a whole bunch of times because I kept repeating it. Why do they keep going back? They're already way up there. Just throw a cross in, you know, just try it, for God's sake. But they didn't try, and nobody was taking shots, and that's incredibly frustrating. So I was incredibly frustrated because that wasn't happening. They weren't given the opportunities of the forwards. They weren't, you know, people were taking runs for nothing. And they would always backtrack. And that was, I think, our problem. We just kept backtracking. I like that we have possession of the ball. But don't, you know, don't keep just possessing the ball and doing nothing with it. That's all I have to say.
Well, that shouldn't be all you have to say. Because we may end up going long here. Because we only have a few more minutes left. We have three more voicemails. They're coming in. They're still coming in. People have things to say.
And, keep going.
And we've ranted a bit. And some of our rants may have, hopefully... triggered you guys. Baldwin is saying in here, I would like to see a spotlight on Ed and let him pontificate like Peter is tonight. They want you to pontificate on this topic of ticket prices, Ed. You want you to get you on the soapbox and start yelling and screaming and pontificating.
I am there. I am there, man. I am, you know, you can check out some of those articles. There's probably going to be another one coming out soon. I'll put it on our social media because, you know, especially the OGs of South Florida soccer, they remember who we are. So we get interviewed every so often. But I was definitely, you know, voicing out my opinion about how, you know, disappointed I am with, you know, but the wonderful thing that Jorge Mas and David Beckham have done by bringing us a team to South Florida. And now they're just, you know, really giving it to us. And especially, you know, I feel especially for all the supporters out there, because I know a lot of those people and I know a lot of them, all the struggles that they have to, you know, take their whole family to the soccer games. And, you know, with the price hike, that which is even going to affect them, even though they're probably going to work with them, you know, to help them out. And their price hike isn't going to be as big as the other ones. It's still going to hurt because, you know, these are everyday people that have, you know, that love the sport and just won't be able to afford to take the whole family. It might just be the husband that goes or, you know, and the wife or, you know, take, you know, they're going to have to get, you know, somebody to take care of the kids. You're going to see a lot less kids, I think, now in the near future.
It's possible. And as far as pontificating, I pulled up this image because this is part of my pontificating. This was me last night putting this image together because I was inspired to based on their actions, inspired to you know, Mike V is saying, I'm not paying it. No way. This is an insult. Let me see if I can make this smaller.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Mike. I don't blame you at all.
Kata, says, luckily I got into most games for free, but feel bad for families. There was another a chat that said,
no more freebies.
Yeah. Kata was saying it's cheaper to be a Dolphin season ticket holder. I don't know if that's true or not. I did just out of curiosity look at the prices of a single gate, not season tickets, but a single day ticket for the Dolphins. They were really expensive and they were like in the nosebleeds. So I think it still is probably cheaper to go to the Inter Miami games, but I don't know for a fact as far as like everything. Anthony's mad. He says, what pisses him off is the front office doesn't care about the people who have been through the abysmal Neville years. No, they do not. No, they do not. Mike V's adding more to it, saying, I'm assuming he's talking about Moss. He's stupid because you build a strong business through time, not price gouging. Why doesn't he Fresco y Mas prices 200%. I don't get that. But because he will go bankrupt, same will happen here. Richard Greenberg from Toronto saying there's a reason Inter Miami franchise is now worth $700 million. Exactly. All right.
It's probably gone up to a billion.
Soon. Very soon. All right. Let's go. More voicemails. They keep coming in.
Hey, Peter and Uncle Ed, and it's Italia 1 World 1 Goal. And Eric, I'm celebrating Diego Serna's 17th birthday, so take a drink. Seriously, I'm really sad I'm going to miss the whole fusion thing because I'm going to be out for like 3 weeks. But we're very excited to see what's happening with the whole new stadium project. I know everybody is like really upset about this price increase, and it was badly handled, and there was a computer glitch that accidentally quadrupled some people, and they were only supposed to be doubled, but keep in mind that's still extraordinarily high, that something for 6,000 would now be, you know, 18,000 or 24,000 or whatever, however the math worked out. Peter and I don't do math, right? We put your names and we don't do math as far as figuring out these playoff points and all that. But anywho, maybe, Mr. Mas, if you're listening, these OGs that busted their rear ends trying to get this team, there was like a handful of us that were super involved, and these guys were the face of it at every single event. And maybe you could throw out something like free parking for 2026 season ticket holders to, you know, lessen the blow of this and give a little attention to them. And, you know, I understand we originally were talking with the ownership that was involved for like 12 years, and we had all kinds of plans, and then the pandemic hit, and then unfortunately that wonderful owner left. And, you know, there's always a little bit of radio silence and a little bit of trauma drama. Messi is not hurt. He would not be able to walk up to the top of the bleachers watching his son's game if he had torn, injury. He was up at the top of the middle bleachers. I mean, people are overreacting to all this stuff on Twitter. So let's take it day to day, as the coach would say. Love you guys. Love the show.
Another super chat from our buddy Caesar with a $20 super chat. Thank you so much, Caesar. My gosh. His comment is the only kids able to attend next year are the players' family. That's it.
Are those kids that are under three, I think. I think that up to 3 years old, you can basically carry them in. So otherwise, they pay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. This becomes a situation where, do you want to waste money on the kid that just is kind of like, remember like a lot of the old Strikers games, you'd see kids not even really paying attention to the game. The parents are watching the game. The kids are just running around chasing after Hotshot,
mascot.
I couldn't remember what you call it. And now if I'm spending $150 a ticket, for example, or more, a lot more potentially, I'm not wasting that money on my kid that's just not even paying attention to the game.
Nope. The kids aren't going. And that's a problem because the kids are the future of this franchise.
Exactly. Exactly.
If they don't get hooked, you know, what's the future going to be?
All right. Here's more voice. Thank you so much, Caesar.
Yo, Sut, name is James. I love your show. And I might be here a little bit quick. I mean, I feel like we kind of blew an opportunity. I mean, I guess every point counts. I mean, I guess a draw was better than a loss, but man, I feel like we could have won though. I mean, what makes this kind of, I guess, a little bit disappointing is some of the other teams that we needed to lose did lose and we couldn't capitalize. But like, yeah, I mean, I don't blame David Ruiz for wanting to like, you know, be a hero in the end. Cause you know that, like, how did that stay out? But, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it, but I guess every point counts right now. So, yeah, thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, and to that point, here we are in the standings. We're still right in there. You know, it's tight on the bottom. Below that line. Three teams tied with 37 points. You know, we're tied with Charlotte, but, you know, we're still ahead of them somehow, you know, the way you break it all down. But, what were you saying?
goal differential is what it was keeping
us. Right. So, you know, and we've got two games against Charlotte. Those are probably the most important games that we
need
have.
We need to beat Chicago. That'll keep us. Yeah.
We beat Chicago. We win the two Charlotte games. We're probably in. Now, we also have to realize we also have Cincinnati, who just wrapped up the Supporter Shield. Cincinnati, who is a three-time golden wooden spoon winner. They were the joke of the league for so long, are now the Supporter Shield winner, and they will be tough. But having said that, probably rest players. Maybe they rest players on that game, and then maybe
cross
it's
your fingers.
Possibly it's winnable, but on the road against Chicago, Chicago's not great, but on the road's going to be a challenge for sure. So yeah, I look at it like if we win the Chicago and the two Charlotte games, we've got a very good chance of getting in. There are other teams that played over the weekend that lost or tied and things like that that kind of helped us a little bit. So that's all good. Oh, Kata is saying here that he feels like Cincy might want revenge for that Open Cup elimination, which is possible.
That would suck. Yeah, but we need at least to win three of these that are coming up. That's going to be tough, man. Chicago, Cincinnati, one of those games. Charlotte, we need to win both of them. I don't know. Three out of these games at least so we can get 9 points. We actually need to. If we want to actually have a home game, we need to win everything.
Yep. And every game's a final.
Yep.
All right. Let's go back to some voicemails here. Three more. Oh, look at this. We got everybody's favorite sports shorts here.
This is Sports Shorts, and I just want to say this is just terrible what they're doing, and Inter Miami just needs any bit of loyalty.
From the mouth of our children right there, yeah. Right? Young soccer fan that is probably looking at the possibility of not being able to go to the games because it's too damn expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Just thinks it's wrong. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that one didn't come through. But then, you know what? He tried again.
Oh, yeah, it's me again. James, I actually forgot to add this in the last voicemail. The whole season tickets thing, prices, like, they're out of their damn minds. What the hell? I mean, Jesus Christ. But, yeah, out of their minds, like, how can anyone pay? No average person could pay for that every season. So that's pretty much it again, you know. Like, that is, those prices are outrageous.
Yeah, and I think that is the biggest issue is just, okay, you might be able to pay for it 1 year, but continually pay for it, and that becomes now the priority in your life, right? Like I said, I've always felt like you could afford a lot of things in your life. I can't say everything because, you know, there are limits to everything, but you can afford a lot of things in your life if you prioritize them. If you say, you know what, I'm not going to go out to dinner once a week. I'm going to cancel them and I'm going to do this other thing that I am prioritizing a little bit more. But how long do you prioritize seeing a soccer game, you know, over other things? Do you eventually have to prioritize soccer over your wife? That's not good. You can't do that, right? Where's the line? And for how long can you do it? And for how long are the people willing to pay for it? Eventually, they are running the risk of playing in front of an empty stadium. And then do they really lower the prices? Mike V we'll probably finish around here. I'm just going to the stadium and by the last minute, and if not, I'll go to the Irish bar in Hollywood, stay the night and enjoy the beach the next day and pay less than two tickets. You know, what you might see a lot more are people kind of doing that, is just looking at the resale market like just before game and see if prices drop and then just snatch those up. But, you know, we did in my section, speaking about people will – well, I don't know. My mind's all over the place. People leaving because of if when Messi leaves, right? Not being able to. That happened in this game. There was an older couple sitting next to me, and then there was another younger but couple sitting on the other side of me. Both sides were saying we came here to see Messi, and at halftime they left and did not come back.
Wow.
They had had it. They wanted to see their Messi. They didn't get to see him. They left. So those are the people that are not going to pay this kind of money when he's gone. Everybody's calling them plastic fans. Call them whatever you want. They are not the diehards like Ed and I. And
you,
some
did
of
you see my vlog? If you saw my vlog, you'll see that people, you know, as soon as New York City scored, which was what, in the 79th minute, something like that, or it was somewhere around there towards the end of the game, they scored a goal and people started leaving. They didn't think we were going to be able to tie them. And that with Inter Miami, you got to stick around because, you know, there's always that chance. We tied.
That's right. Oh, yeah, Mr. Crab says Messi is an athlete, not an entertainer. Disagree. He is an entertainer. I mean, sports, yeah, that's entertainment. At the end of the day, it's just entertainment. And so you have to say, how much money are you willing to budget for your entertainment? And where do you prioritize it? That's you know, but with everything, there is a limit. Kata's saying media was leaving as well. I was sitting close to them, and most of them left after Messi got injured in the TFC game.
Yeah.
Mike V is saying, honestly, it's not just about having the money. It's about not wanting to give my money to an organization that doesn't appreciate the 2020 season ticket holder. Yeah. It's all about how you look at it. Like I was saying, how you prioritize it. You're not prioritizing it as high because you feel like you might have gotten shafted or not appreciated. I get it. I don't blame you. But I think Ed and I are so deep in this. We just can't walk away. As much as we think that that's what you need to do to teach them a lesson, just can't.
As much as I want to do that, I just can't because, yeah, we're just too far invested, man.
We're like
much of our lives.
We're like battered wives, Ed. You know, just keep going back for more, even when you know you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we're just a terrible analogy, but it came to me.
Codependent, Peter Brown. We're codependent on this team now.
Yeah.
They treat us like crap, but we lose, and we still keep coming back.
Yeah, that is
what
true.
What a toxic relationship we have with this team.
Yeah. All right, everybody. I think that's no more voicemails. Thanks, everybody. Wow, we had a lot of participation in tonight's show, and I really, really appreciate that. Lots of people watching live, lots in the chat, lot you guys having your own conversation. Thanks again to the super chats from Caesar. An old buddy of ours, and really, really appreciate that. Ed, what are we doing tomorrow?
Guys, we're going to do it all over again, Peter Brown. I got to come up with the cool thumbnail like the one that you came up with because that was a good picture, man. And I know you can spread it all over. I forgot to put it on Instagram. I'm going to do it. We're going to be talking about this again, pero en español. We're going to do it in Spanish tomorrow at 9 p.m.-ish. So join us in español en tu idioma aquí en el Café Fútbol Miami TV. Cafecito, tú no use Messi, mi café.
No café. She never gave it to you. She needs to get fired, Ed.
It's these guys behind me, Peter Brown. You know, they're just occupying her time all the time. That Messi guy, he hasn't moved.
Yeah, well, let's see him. There he is.
I think he's trying to sweet talk her or something because he just does not want to move from there. The other guy, too, I think he's checking her out.
Oh, there you go. Louis will check in with you tomorrow. He'll see you tomorrow.
Mañana en español.
All right, everybody. Thanks. And also, we will have a video coming out midweek as well. I got to edit it. I actually forgot that we had it, and I started deleting video off my phone and I deleted it, but luckily it stays in your deleted folder for like 2 weeks. So I'm still good. But I was like, oh, wait a minute. I haven't edited that video yet. So we do have one more video coming out. It'll come out Wednesday or Thursday. So it should be just a kind of a fun filler video that I think we had fun making and I think you'll have fun watching. So Thanks, everybody, for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. Tell your friends. And we'll see you next week. We'll see you tomorrow.